Picture this. A terrified freshman wrestler learns he's facing the top-seeded opponent in his first NCAA match. With minutes to spare, he desperately seeks help. In just 3 minutes, he transforms from a nervous wreck to a composed competitor who nearly defeats the champion. What happened? Mental training happened. The art of mental training reveals a profound truth. Once you've developed physical skills, the difference between victory and defeat happens between your ears. DC Gonzalez, drawing from his experience as a former federal agent, aviator, and elite mental coach, shows that peak performance isn't about mystical talent, it's about mastering your mental landscape. This mental edge isn't reserved for Olympic athletes or Navy SEALs. It's available to anyone willing to train their mind with the same dedication they train their body. When pressure mounts, when stakes are highest, when everyone is watching, that's when mental mastery makes all the difference. Think about your own performance moments. How often have you known exactly what to do but failed to execute under pressure? How many times has your mind sabotaged what your body knew how to accomplish? The champion's secret isn't superhuman ability. It's learning to get out of your own way and allow your training to express itself naturally when it matters most. A bad attitude can cost you everything. It affects not only how you feel, but also how you perform. This isn't motivational fluff. It's the cornerstone of mental mastery. What separates champions from contenders is their response to setbacks. While average performers see failures as permanent limitations, champions view them as opportunities for growth. This mental choice creates real performance advantages. Athletes who master attitude control transform their results not through sudden skill improvements, but by removing mental barriers blocking their existing capabilities. We sabotage ourselves with thoughts like, "I always struggle," or "I never perform well under pressure." Champions flip this dynamic, using attitude as a foundation for excellence rather than an excuse for mediocrity. This mental control begins with choosing to view circumstances differently and maintaining a growth-focused outlook even after disappointment. What would change in your performance if you approach challenges with an attitude of capability and growth? Walt Disney popularized Imagineering as bringing creative visions to life. In performance psychology, it means programming your mind by showing your brain your desired outcomes. The process is simple. In a quiet space, relax through controlled breathing and create vivid mental movies of optimal performance. Engage all senses, see the environment, feel the emotions, hear the sounds, making it as realistic as possible. This technique bypasses the analytical mind to speak directly to the subconscious, which accepts these impressions as truth and shapes performance. Champions consistently visualize both success and overcoming challenges to build confidence and resilience. The mind doesn't fully distinguish between vividly imagined experiences and actual ones. Both create neural pathways that support performance. Athletes who combine physical practice with mental rehearsal progress faster than those doing physical practice alone. Practice Imagineering daily for 10 to 15 minutes, ideally at the same time. Consistent practice creates an internalized certainty that becomes part of your performance identity. At Aviation Officer Candidate School, Marine drill instructors eliminated mentally weak candidates. The survivors faced a critical challenge, performing complex procedures under intense pressure where mistakes could be fatal. Under pressure, we rush, creating tension that impairs performance. This triggers a cycle. Rushing creates tension. Tension causes mistakes. Mistakes increase pressure, leading to more rushing. The solution is smooth is fast. Pause briefly and gather yourself before acting. This counterintuitive approach transforms pressure from enemy to ally, elevating performance. When negative self-talk emerges, interrupt it with cancel, cancel, and replace with positive affirmations. I'm fast, I'm focused, I'm good. Against tough opponents, maintain task consciousness without letting them break your focus. This principle applies universally, from flying jets to giving presentations. The mentally trained individual slows down mentally while maintaining physical efficiency. Success stems from preparation. Mental rehearsal of challenging scenarios builds confidence to remain calm when others panic. Trust your training and focus on execution rather than outcomes. Remember, the past does not equal the future. Don't dwell on negatives. Visualize flawless performance during daily relaxation sessions. Breathing, relaxation, and imagery, the critical three, create the ideal mental climate for peak performance. Focused breathing involves deep nasal inhalation with diaphragm expansion, followed by slow oral exhalation. This calms the nervous system and enhances focus. Relaxation allows the subconscious mind to receive success imagery without filtering. In this state, imagineering can directly program the inner mind, which then works to manifest these goals. Deep relaxation develops through regular practice, often using progressive muscle relaxation, tensing and releasing muscle groups systematically. Imagery programs the subconscious through vivid mental pictures engaging all senses, sight, sound, physical sensations, and emotions associated with success. These elements create a synergistic cycle. Breathing facilitates relaxation, relaxation enhances imagery receptivity, and powerful imagery reinforces peak performance. This cycle strengthens with practice and can be applied anywhere, from home sessions to competition moments. Fear exists only in our minds, but manifests physically through tension and loss of coordination. It shifts focus from goals to potential mistakes, often causing the errors we dread. Under its influence, competitors become defensive, playing not to lose rather than win. Since fear is mental, it can be managed. Control your breathing to stay present, confront what truly frightens you, and draw strength from past successes. Choose a strategy and move forward. Against fear, you can prevail. Choking under pressure stems from ego threats rather than genuine danger. Combat it through focused breathing and fixing your eyes on an external point. Leave your ego outside your event, as it always interferes with performance. Remember, what separates champions isn't the absence of fear, it's their relationship with it and their systematic approach to managing it through mental techniques. Dreams drive us through hardships. Without vision, we drift. Whatever your dream, pursue it. Champions know dreams propel us forward. Transform dreams into reality through structured goals. Long-term, 2 to 3 years. Short-term, yearly, monthly objectives, and daily tasks. These goals map your path to success. While many desire victory, few commit to championship-level dedication. True champions embrace improvement and stay teachable, knowing today's learning creates tomorrow's strength. Champions identify weaknesses and plan to transform them into strengths. They know opponents target vulnerabilities, so they commit to disciplined improvement regardless of comfort. Life setbacks can redirect us. Walk new paths one step at a time, create fresh dreams, and maintain hope. Self-belief is crucial. The universe places everyone exactly where they need to be. Then, like everyone must, walk on. Your mind is the ultimate battlefield, where victory is determined before any external contest. Train it as diligently as your body. The champion within awaits not more talent, but your mastery of mental training.